Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, weiter mit Sechtes Subis, Perik Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Naira, Shenis Patita. We have a Naira. A Naira, again, means a girl from 12 until 12 and a half. Somebody was Mefata her. Sagt der Mishnah, Bashta, her shame. Upagama, that she's worth less. Ukinasa. And the 50 shekel Knas. Shalavia will go to her father. And the same is true for Vatsar Betfusa. We have to pay for her tsar during the time that he forced her. Now what happens if the Naira's father was still living when the Avera was done, but passed away before the person that did the Avera had a chance to pay? Sagt the Mishnah, Amda Bedin. Her case came to Bezin before the father passed away. Father is still alive. Bezdin hears the case. They order the person to pay. Haran Shalav belongs to the father. But what happens if Mesa'av, before the person paid, the father died, but he was alive when Bezdin gave out the psak? Then the din is Haran Shalachin. Haran Shalachin really means it still goes to the father, but the father's not alive, so it goes to the father and then right to the Yarshim of the father, which would be her brothers. See, once someone owes someone money, and that person passes away, he still have to pay it to his Yarshim. So once Bezin give out the psak, it's the father's. The fact that he didn't pay it yet, it doesn't change anything. When he pays, he's going to pay it to the father through the Yarshim of the father. Let's say she didn't have a chance to come to Bezin and tell them what happened before the father died. So even though when the Avera was committed, her father was alive, but Bezin did not give out the psak that he has to pay when the father is alive, then the halach is harihin shel atzma. Then all this money for the various different things that the one who did the aver has to pay for, harihin shel atzma, they go to her. Vaiter zak de mishnah. Amda bedin. Again, the aver was done with the naira. It came to Bezin. And it came to Bezin anshalei bagra, before she became a bagaris. What's a bagaris? A girl older than the 12 and a half that we discussed about earlier. Harein shalav. The money that he owes still goes to the father. Now, had he done this Avera when she was a bagris, there wouldn't be a knas. But the Avera was done when she was a naira. And the court case was when she was still a naira. So it belongs to the father. Mesav, the father dies, harein shalachin. Still goes to the father, meaning to say it goes to the father who was already nifta, so his yarshim get it, her brothers. But if Leyespika Lamid Bedinat Shebagra, she didn't get a chance to have Bezdin hear what happened and give out a psak until she was ready to begaris. Harein shel atzma. But it doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. When Bezdin gave out the psak, they didn't pass it to go to the father. Father's not here, it goes to her. So basically, this Tana holds the cutoff point is Hamada Bedin. Once you had Hamada Bedin and Bezin gave out the psak when she was a naira, it doesn't make a difference whether she became a begaris before he died, whether she didn't become a begaris yet at all, whether she's still a naira, it all goes to the brothers. If the father dies before Hamada Bedin, or she became a begaris before Hamada Bedin, it's hers. Shimon and Shimon says the cutoff point is not Hamada Bedin. The cutoff point is, did he give the money or not? The father wasn't alive to get the money, it doesn't go to his yarshim. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, Imla Yispiko Ligba Sacha Mesa Ab, if she didn't have a chance to collect the money, La Yispiko means she didn't have a chance. Right? And report card Maspik means, enough. Yispiko means just to be able to. You can do better. Imla Yispiko, she wasn't able to. Ligba is collect the money Ancha Mesa Ab before the father died, where she would have collected it on her father's behalf. Harein shel atzma, it goes to her, not to her brothers, not to her father's yarshim, even though the Hamada Bedin Bezin's psak took place when the father was still alive. The cutoff point, according to Rav Shimon, is, when are we getting the payment? Vaiter zak de mishnah, maisi yoda. Maisi yoda means her work, she does things, she's getting paid for it. Umtziyasa. The things that she finds. Afalpi shalegavsa. Even though she didn't collect the money yet, that's owed to her. Wait, stop. Mitzia means she finds something. What do you mean she didn't collect it? Who's she collecting from? she found something. Either she did find it or she didn't find it. So the Batanura explains, from the Gemara we mean like this. Maisa Yadeha is just like things that she finds. Mitzia means things that she finds, like we learned in Eilu Mitzias. Yugati, if I work hard, ul mitzasi, and I was able to find the pshat, believe. Yugati, I worked really hard, v'loy mitzasi, al tam. Mitzia means to find. The Mishnah means to say, Maisa Yadeha, the work of her hands, is the same as her mitzia. Just like if she finds something when the father is alive, it goes to the father. If she finds something after the father died, it's hers. The brothers can't claim something that she found after the father died. Well, the same is true for the Maisa Yadeha. Same is true for the work of her hands. If she earned the money when the father was alive, no, she wasn't paid yet, it goes to the father. So once again, Maisa Yadeha Umtziyasa, Maisa Yadeha is the same as things that she finds. If it happened during the father's lifetime, either that she worked or she found something, even though the money wasn't collected yet, although Mesav, the father, died, it still goes to the brothers. It still goes to the Yarshim of the father. Okay, so chazring over Masech Subas Perik Dalad Mishnah Aleph. The Boishas and the Begam and the Knas, the three things that the one who did the Avera has to pay goes to the father. The chiddush of our mission is even the tsar goes to the father. If Bezin ruled that this person has to pay when the father was alive, although he died before he paid, it goes to the father's yarshin, so it would go to her brothers. If Bezin did not get a chance to rule that he has to pay when the father was alive, in other words, when Bezin gave out the psak, you have to pay, the father already passed away, then it goes to her. Then the Mishnah told us, this person did the Aveira with the Naira. By the time Bezin passed in the Shaila, she was already a Begeris. She gets the money, even though the Aveira took place when she was a Naira. That's learned from the Pasik. The Pasik says, Lavia Naira Chemishim Kasev. And the Pasik says, V'nosan Lavia Naira. So it's Mashma that at the time, the father is still Lavia Naira, but in this case, he's no longer Lavia Naira because she's already a Begeris. So the first Tana holds the cutoff point is Hamad Abedin. Reb Shimon says no. Even if Bezin Paskin, he has to pay. When the father was still alive, but we didn't collect the money when the father was alive, it goes to her. There are certain debts that even if he didn't pay it up yet, it goes to the Yarshim. The Yarshim, the father's property, and money that's owed to the father. But in this case, according to Abshima, we learned from a pasuk, it's not true. The father did not get it when he was alive, does not go to the brothers. For that matter, Reb Shimon holds, if she became a Begeris before they had a chance to pay, father doesn't get it either. It goes to the daughter. The cutoff point is when we're ready to pay. Not Hamad Bedin. Then the Mishnah told us that her Maisa Yadeh, this is how the Gemara explained the words of the Mishnah, her Maisa Yadeh is the same as things that she finds. If she finds something during her father's lifetime, it goes to the father. Same is true for work. If she worked during her father's lifetime, even though the money wasn't collected yet, it goes to the father. If the father's not here, it goes to the father's Yarshim. So if she did the work while her father was still alive, when it comes to collect that money, it goes not to her, but to the father's Yarshim, who are her brothers.